Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's flutist Jean Backstresser. We'll hear some of her student performances from the Interlaken Arts Academy in the 1960s, along with some of her later professional recordings. That's coming your way today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Flutist Jean Backstresser attended Interlaken Arts Academy in the 1960s. She's gone on to a distinguished professional career, including the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and the New York Philharmonic. We'll start today's program with a performance Jean Backstresser gave as a student. The Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra toured the Midwest in the spring of 1965. One of the pieces they played on their stops on the tour was Claude Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, and Jean Backstresser played the prominent solo flute part. Here's a recording from one stop on the Academy Orchestra's tour from February of 1965. They're performing at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor under the direction of Thor Johnson.
Thank you.
the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performing Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. Music of Claude Debussy, conducted by Thor Johnson. The flute part was played by Jean Backstresser. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the Archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. On this episode, we're listening to performances featuring flutist Jean Backstresser from her time as a student at Interlaken Arts Academy and into her current professional career. She'd go on to become an internationally respected flute performer and teacher, playing with major orchestras and eventually earning the National Flute Association's Lifetime Achievement Award. Jean Backstresser has said she wanted to play the flute with an orchestra ever since she was a child, and her love of the instrument hasn't diminished at all over time. Here she is to explain.
I was very young when I knew that I wanted to play the flute in an orchestra, around 12 or 13 years old. Orchestral music had such a powerful effect on me, whether it was a Beethoven symphony or a Stravinsky ballet, that I made it my life's dream to be in a flute section somewhere where I could be at the center of those magical sounds every day. After many years of studying these solos, playing them in great orchestras with great conductors, and teaching them to talented students from around the world, I can tell you my passion for this music is the same today as it was when I first heard it played on a record player in my parents' living room.
That's flutist Jean Backstresser in the commentary from her 1996 guide to playing orchestra excerpts for the flute. In 1965, when she was a senior at Interlaken Arts Academy, she won the concerto competition. Here is Jean Backstresser in June of 1965 as the soloist in Pietro Gordelli's Concerto in D Major. Thor Johnson conducts the Academy Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Concerto in D Major by Pietro Gordelli, featuring flutist Jean Backstresser. She performed with the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in June of 1965. That concerto competition-winning performance was conducted by Thor Johnson, and it took place in the Jesse V. Stone Building. If you'd like to see a photo of Jean Backstresser playing in the Academy Orchestra, check out our website at classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. We just heard two performances featuring flutist Jean Backstresser when she was a student at the Academy in the 1960s. After studying at Juilliard, Jean Backstresser became the principal flutist of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Here's a recording she made with some colleagues in the Toronto Chamber Orchestra of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Flute Concerto in D Minor. Andrew Davis is the conductor.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Flute Concerto in D Minor by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Jean Backstresser was the flutist, performing with the Toronto Chamber Orchestra and conducted by Andrew Davis. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. We've been hearing performances Jean Backstresser has given throughout her career. In 1981, she was named Principal Flute of the New York Philharmonic, the first woman ever to hold that spot. During her time with the New York Philharmonic, Backstresser established herself as a soloist, a chamber musician, and a teacher at Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music. Here's Jean Backstresser explaining why an emotional connection to the music isn't enough. A performer needs strong technique.
What I have learned over all these years, however, is that to feel the music is not enough. These feelings must be communicated so that the listener can also feel the power and beauty of the composer's creation. Put very simply, this means to play with accurate intonation and rhythm, clean and accurate finger technique, and a beautiful and appropriate sound. Also, pay careful attention to all composer's markings and musical instructions.
That's flutist Jean Backstresser in 1996 in the introduction to her instructional album on orchestral flute excerpts. Let's hear her combine emotional connection and flawless technique in another performance. This is a recording she made with colleagues from New York. Here's Jean Backstresser performing The Serenade from The Three Watercolors by Philippe Gaubert with cellist Alan Stepansky and pianist Peja Musijevic.
Thank you.
music of Philippe Guilbert, The Serenade from his Three Watercolors, performed by flutist Jean Backstresser, cellist Alan Stepanski, and pianist Peja Musijevic. Since retiring from the New York Philharmonic in 1998, Jean Backstresser continues to record and teach. Flutist Jean Backstresser, one of many fascinating people who got their start as students right here at Interlaken. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.